Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, it got him. He's down for the count,
guys. Who are you talking about?
Talking about Vinny. Don't delight in his stomach flu. That's
get
wrong.
Him!
Don't get him. Poor guy. Man, he was so careful.
Was he?
He kept that family of his in a whole nother room from him. I mean, in the end, you can't escape the stomach bug. Once it's in your house, it's coming to get you.
You might as well embrace it. Come on, get it over with.
Now we have it to look forward to. Yay!
You think he's going to bring it in here?
I think he might have already. I mean, didn't his girlfriend have this like over a week ago?
Yeah. And we've been kid had it first, and then
kid
the
had
girlfriend.
It first, then the girlfriend. Which, no surprise, the kid did barf right on her.
Right, true.
That just sounds like idyllic family life. And then, you know, he's been coming in here. I mean, we're constantly
coughing all over
us. Right, you constantly hand stuff to each other all morning long. We're handing things or showing pictures on the phone.
Sure. Next to each other.
Oh, God, the other day we all stood together real close for the jeans picture. No!
That picture was trending throughout the country for like 8 hours. I was surprised.
What do you mean trending throughout the country? I don't get it.
So,
what does that mean?
When I put up a picture, I, you know, look up all the hashtags that are being used for that day for Twitter.
Oh.
And then I use those same hashtags.
That way we could get on system of it.
Yeah, so if people are searching for that hashtag, they'll... And so Instagram only favors the top 9 posts.
Mm. Oh.
So you want to be in the top 9.
And have we ever done that?
Yeah, well, yesterday we were in the top 9 for Denim Day.
Yep.
Hashtag Denim Day. For like 8 hours.
Oh my goodness.
We
that
were
is crazy.
Even higher than that, right? Or higher or lower, however you want to say it.
Yeah, we got to 4,
yeah.
We got to 3, we dropped down to 8. By the end of the day, we were knocked out. But
darn.
Still.
Yeah, but still.
That's,
we were
there. Trending topic. Oh my God. I never even looked at that picture. Is it good?
Yeah,
it's great.
Cute.
Phenomenal. The hashtags are incredible.
Well, I mean,
yeah, well, that's really the best of the pictures.
Nobody hashtags like Human hashtags.
It's like
that's
a hashtag
sure.
Queen. Hey, I mean, king.
Hashtag queen.
He's the ruler.
I meant king.
Of it.
I don't
it
know
is,
why
Sarah.
Queen came out.
You haven't seen it.
I meant king.
Oh, is this the picture?
Yeah, it's your butt.
Oh, we are adorable. Look at Benny. He's breathing right
he's
on me in
right
that picture.
I know. Doesn't he look like he's going number one, though? The
does.
Way he's turned
he
around, his
look
legs
like
are
he's
spread.
Going number one.
And his hands are kind of in that area.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Look at how old we all are, except
yeah.
Bren.
Well, I'm not that old.
I don't know, man. So you're a little on the salt and pepper side. You might want to think about that. What is that?
Just for Men?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Just for Men?
Human, you should do that.
I
yeah.
was talking to...
You've got such a young face.
Yeah.
And if you took the salt out of your hair and just went all pepper.
Right. Oh, go all pepper?
Yeah, all dark.
Go all dark,
let's
yeah.
go back to when you were 24. Hey. Started here.
I know, with your long, luxurious
locks.
Tresses.
Yeah.
Should I grow back that hair?
Yeah,
that
you should.
Hair?
Actually, you should.
I
was thinking
oh
you should.
God.
Do you think it would ever do it?
Yeah, it's just so much maintenance, right, mm-hmm. Sarah?
Yeah, it sucks. But
right.
I mean, then we could braid your hair. You could have it in a ponytail. You could do a man bun. That's very popular
oh,
right
I
now.
Hate those things.
It is a trending right now.
Oh
like
my
Matt
God.
Damon.
Yes.
Yeah. The man bun.
Anytime
movie.
I see a dude with one, I'm just like, oh.
I love it.
God.
I'm like, oh, that's adorable.
Ugh,
look at
I
how cute
that.
They think they are.
Brian, did you ever have long hair?
He did.
I did when
started
I joined.
Here.
You remember that, Human?
Yeah.
I had
no,
long hair.
Started here.
I didn't remember it either. He's reminded
yeah.
me a bunch of times and showed me pictures. I'm like, yeah, I have no recollection of that.
Yeah.
So
did you man bun it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, see?
Absolutely.
Adorable!
You know.
Well, with martial arts.
Yeah,
right?
You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, actually, an Asian guy can pull it off. White
oh,
dudes,
wow.
please stop it.
By the way, if you want to see Bryn doing some mad skills, I'm sure you talked about this, but that thing he does was with his brother, where he's wearing the T-Mobile onesie.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that is onesie. I didn't see that either.
You didn't see
the
that?
Pink.
Him and his brother?
Yeah, well, that was trending. And Bryn, and I even told him.
You
I
were
said,
trending?
Yours.
I was trending.
His video was the best one. That whole T-Mobile campaign thing
yeah.
that we had to do. Bryn's,
had to do. You mean we were dying to
we
do.
We wanted to do it.
Right.
Bryn's was the best.
Oh.
So good.
It, and it's a video? Let me
it's
see
on it. His Instagram.
All right,
what's
I'm looking
Instagram?
At it right now. Okay, so they're both wearing the T-Mobile One outfits, the mm-hmm. the snuggy things that we were. And they're kicking at each other. Oh, they're spinning. They're total Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That's just one of them.
That's Brinny Boy.
Amazing. Dude. But yeah, BrynnyBoy is Brinny Boy's Instagram. Oh, and they get their sticks.
Yeah. It's just so funny to watch these two martial artists jump around in the little pink onesies. And you know they're badasses.
They look like little teddy bears. They're like little pink Care Bears.
Hey, Dong got the long hair, except for he's has a bald head. So
that's yeah. weird, yeah. Tell him.
I like that look. That's like
are
a...
You like that?
I do, the bald head and the long hair. I think that's really neat.
Very Sifu-like.
Again, I'm telling you.
He's master soon. He's a fourth degree right now. Yes, he's going on the fifth, and once you become fifth degree, you're a master.
When I watched that video, I noticed how relaxed you are and how hard Dong is struggling to keep up. You guys noticed that too?
That's not true.
Well, you know, Bryn is the best.
Yeah, Bryn does look way more relaxed. Dong's like, man, I'm fourth degree. I need to
whatever step up my game. This guy.
Yeah.
Bryn looks like he's about to have a cocktail, get a massage in the middle of it. The other guy looks like
nails.
He's about to pass out.
I have to say, I'm getting sweaty just watching that. That looks like that says too much movement to be wearing a big pink fuzzy suit. So that's on your Instagram?
Yes, it is.
People follow Bryn. He's adorable. And he's got the cutest dog. There's always pictures of his dog up there. You can see the picture of when he slammed his finger in the window.
Yeah, I didn't put the finger up, but I put the window
oh,
up.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you must have just shown me the picture.
Yeah, I showed you the picture. I just didn't want to put a bloody finger up and people get mad at me.
People do get mad when they see things that they can't unsee. It's true.
Yeah, and then it's burned into your brain forever until something else hideous replaces it. Hey, 408 says, I just woke up. Well, reset. Where's Vinny?
Yeah, where is he?
He's, I don't know, like crouching in front of a toilet. Crouching toilet, hidden.
He texted me this morning, I can't move.
Crouching aww. Toilet, hidden girlfriend.
Where's the child? Put the child in there somewhere.
Hidden family.
Child.
Hidden family.
Crouching toilet, hidden child. Crouching toilet, hidden roommate.
You guys, we should not delight in his life we're while not. He's not here.
Please.
We are, kind of, but... You know,
yeah, we're good.
One of us has to be the conscience of the show.
I volunteer. Me. That's usually me. Please.
Oh my God, it's not you.
Yes, it is. It's always me.
You're the one who sent him over the edge yesterday.
What did I do?
You say he was like she woke me up in the middle of the night. You're like, what are you gonna do? Beat her up?
She's so scared of you. Well, she thinks you're gonna beat her.
We're all a little scared of Vinny.
I was just kidding.
Oh, that's the conscience of the show.
Yeah, right there. I guess so. That is true. She was his conscience. Forget it. I abdicate. You can have the throne.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I tell you guys? You guys, stop doing that. Stop doing that. That's too much. Too much.
Yeah.
Reality.
Right.
My hand is going go on.
Stretch it out.
And you're nodding your head. Don't do that.
She's laughing.
With
you guys,
a big smile.
That's wrong.
Uh-huh.
No one wants to hear that.
Someone's
got to
do it.
So were you able to do anything with your backyard in the rain yesterday?
Oh.
Well, it's funny that you asked. Here's more fascinating stories from my backyard. I crossed the muddy backyard, and I actually made some curtains yesterday that I've been meaning to make.
Oh, in the back?
Yeah, in my
studio
back there.
I don't know what it is.
It's a little shed that's been made. That's where I keep all my sewing stuff. Look, no one cares, but I drove to Joanne's.
Oh, Joanne's Fabric.
I love that place. It's a super dangerous place.
They love all the money you spend there.
I spent, I think $38 yesterday. Picked up what I needed.
Oh, I want to say that's it?
Yeah. Well,
that's for the material?
No, I had the material.
Oh, okay.
You see, come on, I have plenty of material. I'd been meaning to make these curtains for a while, so I already had the material. But I needed this like curtain backing, and then I found this like, you ever see those curtains where they've got like a big grommet at the top like a series of them. It's like a big round hole with like a metal ring.
Okay, yeah, of course, sure. Brent says yeah.
Well, of course he, you know, we talk about this stuff all day.
Well, you guys are on the same page, all this construction.
Well, that word I didn't know, but when you describe it, sure.
Right. So it's a big metal ring and it's inset in the fabric. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it so that you turn the curtain this way and that, and the rod goes through these grommets.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to figure out how I was going to hang these curtains up. And I was going to, you know, because you can sew on a backing and put the little upholstery clips or whatever they're called, the curtain hangers, the curtain hooks into that. And then I saw those. I went, I'm going to try it. And I was super scared because I only have so much fabric and I didn't want to go buy more fabric to make more curtains. But I, you know, cut it out, made the template and
That's
did the
bold.
Whole thing. Dude, I was wicked scared when I started. But then I cut the first hole out and I put the grommet in and it was pretty easy. I was like, oh. I'm so excited.
How'd you figure it out? Was it YouTube or?
Oh, yeah.
No. The packaging of the grommet sets.
From Joann's?
From Joann's. Right, ding, ding. Right. Shame. They showed me how to do it. And then, so I got that done. And then, oh, my God. The thing that's a super bummer in the backyard right now is that we have all this paving and pathing to do. And we had a crew, we thought, ready to go. And no.
What do you mean?
What, they run another job?
They can't do it, and they, you know, it's, oh my
Why
God.
Why not?
They just, whatever thing, the guy's like, we can't come when you want us to, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm super bummed out. I want to have a party on the 4th of July.
My birthday somewhere else.
I know, huh?
No, stop it.
Bay Club, right, you're gonna come.
There's still 2 whole months.
Bay Club, here we come.
No, stop. There's still 2 whole months. There's 2 months.
No pressure, Sarah.
Oh my God.
Did you finish the curtains?
Yeah, I finished them and I hung them up and they look great.
Patterned or
they're
solid?
Solid, but I did a two, you know, you do the shears first and then so it's a double rod system.
Oh, I need one of those. It's very cool.
Yeah, they came out great.
Blackout or
so excited. No. I did not do blackout. It's a guest room. I don't give a crap about the guests. It's expensive to put that stuff in.
Oh,
plus, it makes
sure.
them really heavy, and then you got to do a different rod. And I just want just some nice. I lined them though. I mean, they're fine. They're lovely.
That sounds lovely.
Yes.
And the rod? Where did you get the rod from?
I got the no. I got the rod at Blood Bath and Beyond.
Oh, right.
Ding ding shame.
Someone 510 says I. Thought of you use that last night after a few cocktails. I fell down the last 4 steps of my garage in front of my new boyfriend.
Oh my God.
You know, I wish that was an excuse.
I was thinking about
for having cocktails, but no, I was sober and
Well, and it would have hurt less too if you'd had some cocktails.
Probably. I would have jumped right up. Ooh.
Well, no, nothing.
Well, I guess the most obvious question is, how's the house hunt coming?
Yeah, how is the house hunt coming?
Someone on Facebook messaged me and said, have you thought about a retirement living?
Oh, wow. You're old, facility. But are you that old?
Are you gonna
well,
go to
she
hospice?
Said if John is... older than if John is 50, at least 55,
and he is
you can go check those places out, and you know they
usually come they're great
everything.
I didn't even think of that. They're great.
Well, I started thinking, well, I know there's a place in San Mateo, most of them are in the East Bay or far South Bay, and this one in San Mateo, and I started looking at them. Oh, I can't do that.
Why?
Because they don't have garages. Oh. They're like high rises. Everything, you know, self-contained for sure. But
you
we
guys
need,
a garage.
I mean, we have 4 cars. We need.
And
a
what
garage.
Do you have? A 1-car garage at your place right now?
It's 2-car garage with a driveway that we fit 2 more cars in.
Oh my God!
And his
so you don't
car,
park in
his
the garage.
Truck is at with his son that
so,
doesn't. Even
I'm
get
sorry.
Driven.
So he has 5 cars.
Yeah.
So
that's
let's,
a lot of cars.
Let's put this in perspective. Yuzette falls down the stairs, and a listener writes in and says, have you thought of retirement home? Right?
Well, because they're saying they're flat levels.
Yeah, they are.
Of course.
Yeah.
And there's stuff on the ground. You won't ever slip. There's handrails.
Every wheelchair access.
Right. And
lighting everywhere. You get headlamps. What do you
wake up? They give you rides to doctor's appointments and to the market.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I know. That sounds awesome.
Sounds great.
You got an emergency button like all over the place.
Yeah,
just
yeah. Exactly. I can't get up. That's me.
So, where's this retirement home?
No, she can't because there's no garage.
It's in San Mateo, towards downtown.
Whom, and they need a 5-car garage.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
So you're still looking used? Are you actually looking?
I'm still, you know, it's in my mind. We were talking about what to put on the stairs, and I was telling John that Sarah had mentioned some kind of stripping.
I sent you a link to all the strips.
I don't think that
it ended up in your junk mail. Everything I sent her ends up in.
Well, everything she sends me ends up in junk mail, too.
CBS, thanks.
Don't say that. Anyway, I'll keep you guys posted and let you know.
All right, she's on the market, everyone.
Right. Yeah, that's nice.
We'll
I'll look
see.
With you. It's fun. I like looking at houses.
Yeah, is it fun, Bryn?
It is fun.
Can
Sarah's
I just send you
too.
And Sarah out?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
actually,
we'd love to.
Because I don't want to go through that.
That'd be super fun.
You better learn all the terms. Today we learned grommet.
Grommet.
Yeah, grommet.
Very good, Sarah. Oh. Thank you. There's our word of the day.
Well, hey. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Vinny, out sick today. We'll do our best. It's bound to be an S show.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.